Hi, Alex here. Just want to give a big shout out to all of our patrons. TJ, Aiden McCarthy, Catherine H., Alon J. Stewart, Taylor Reed, Keelan Bowman, Kelly Barham, Teresa Alonzo, Jessica Wentz, DST, Jennifer Hunt, Olivia Parker, Alicia Andrus, Trevor Childers, Lindsay R., Summer Musgrove, Mitch Garrods, Diamantina Jenkins, Kat Crane, Elizabeth Pendragon, Jeff L., Patricia T., Lisa Sagasser, Cyan Inc., Cheryl TZ, Amare Charlebois, Greg Mack, Drunk Magpie, Chris Rugen, Claudia Park, Rose Lewis, Miranda, Professor Ampersand, SBE, Shauna Ann, Brenda McCallum, Elena Menicacci, Caddy Ellie, Molly Hutch, Dwarven Beardspores, Little Big Girl, Jay Winkler, Meg Higginbotham, Kelsey, Little Raggedon, Aileen Meek, Alan Nursall, Melanie Bouchard, Catherine Knox, Ursula Berger, Loren Hume, Christian O'Dell, Darren Boyle, Rebecca Pilon, Anne Kacharski, Christina Lamoureux, Emma Collins, Alexi G., Stephanie Smith, Sarah Dez, and Robin. Thank you so much for supporting us and the show. I'm gonna go look.
Don't go down there.
Why not?
You're only torturing yourself.
Yeah, but at least it makes me feel alive. Miserable, but alive.
So does brake checking people on the 401. Doesn't mean you should do it.
I'm just tired of reading, okay? I feel like I'm trying to speed run a PhD in existential horror.
Yeah, I am also sick of this. I once again have a headache for the ages.
How many ibuprofen have you taken?
What's the recommended amount?
I don't know, like 6 in a day?
Sure, then that many.
You cannot keep popping these like Skittles. It is not good for you.
What does it matter?
It matters. You're looking real pale lately, so please, make a doctor's appointment after this for a checkup, okay?
Sure.
All right. Want to come stare into the darkness with me?
Why not? Let's venture into the belly of the beast. See if maybe it's taken up calligraphy or something.
I'll come with. I think all the blood has left my feet.
I don't understand how you can sit like that.
Says the person who sits like a pretzel.
I mean, I just don't know how chairs work, okay? I was born like this. Did one of you leave a light on? Who was down here last?
I think me, but I definitely turned the light off. I know that because after I did, I ran back up the stairs out of fear that something was going to grab me by the ankles and drag me back.
Does it smell weird down here?
Yeah. Like sharp? Or woody?
Like burning?
No. Like piney. Whatever it is, it's probably a bad sign.
Maybe rosemary?
Well, there's another tick on the wall.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah, but... Hang on, I thought we'd cleared everything out down here.
Yeah, what's that against the wall?
I'm not sure. Should we grab it?
Sure. Why not?
Oh, looks like someone left a magazine down here. This is just an old chatelaine. Claire, I think the bulb burned out. Claire? Owen? Come on, guys, this isn't funny. The punchline of these kinds of jokes really don't land these days. What the fuck? Oh, no. Oh, no. Fuck, shit. Come on. Come on. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Just still got my phone light. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Hello. Ah!
Jude? Claire? Please just say a bulb burnt out. Please just say a bulb burnt out. I know it hasn't, but one can dream. Okay. Wall, where there wasn't a wall before. I'm in the dark. I'm trapped. There's no door that I can feel. Okay. Not panicking. Not yet, anyway. Plenty of time to do that later. Cool. No signal in hell. Hello?
Hi.
Claire?
Yeah?
Okay, I had a momentary panic there that I was trapped in this weird little room with something much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a knife?
Sure is.
Fuck! Get...
How the fuck did you get in here?
I go where I need to be, and I'm good at what I do. Does that freak you out?
Don't come near me.
What? Where are you going to go? Out the door? Oh, wait. Guess that's not an option.
You're not real. You can't be real.
Does that matter? The walls around you are real. Or, well, they're solid. Or you believe that they're solid. Come on, imagine they're not. I'd love to see you kitty pried through them. You dunce. You're not getting out of here that easily.
You're an apparition. You're just a figment of my imagination. You can't be here.
I'm here. You're here too. You're real. But if I'm not real, it doesn't matter what happens to me. But it sure does matter what happens to you.
You're still trapped in here with me. So what are you doing here?
I'm here because you need to be brought down a peg. It's you, my friend, who's trapped.
I'm not your friend.
You're right. I have better taste than that. You fucking loser. Shit for brains. Claire's gonna die, and all you can do is watch. My only hope is that, just before I bleed you dry, you get to watch me bash Owen's brains out. You're slipping. Sore. Tired. You look like shit.
You can't get away from me forever in here.
Yeah, but unlike you, I have style. I have skill.
You have a board with a nail in it.
Precisely.
Claire, Claire, stop! Stop it! What the fuck are you doing? What?
What you expected. This is what you thought would happen, right? I snap one night and suddenly there's a hand wrapped around your throat. A gun to your head. A knife slicing through your arteries and your own blood hot against your skin.
What the fuck has gotten into you?
What? Already want to go running up the stairs? Afraid of what might be lurking in the dark? You probably should be. But stay! Hang out! It's great down here. This is my home, after all.
What are you?
I don't know. What are you in the mood for?
Not this.
Oh, I know. How's your arm, by the way?
It's fine.
Sure, tell yourself that. But know that I can see your pain. I can see your worries. I can see your fear.
I see you. All of you. All of the time.
What's with these walls?
I thought we needed some alone time. Don't want to get codependent. Well, more so.
Where's Judith?
Where's Judith? She's a big girl. She can handle herself.
Who are you?
Who do you want me to be?
Stop it.
I see I'm not getting through to you like this.
Wow. Look, if this is how you're gonna act, I'm gonna need you to take a load off.
Thanks. So just stay still down there, okay? Good. That's so good. Look, Owen, I know this is a little tense, but I have some thoughts to share.
Fuck you.
You don't trust me. I see that.
Well, you're not doing anything to earn it right now.
No jokes. I'm not in the mood for laughs.
Okay. Okay. I'll keep this ass to a minimum. Just please get off me.
Sure. I mean, all you had to do was ask nicely.
What is going on?
I wanted to talk to you. Press you a bit. Alone. I want you to listen.
Sure. Fine. What do you want to talk about?
Why are you here?
Death Cult wants to end the world. You know that. Whatever you are, it's not a mystery.
No. Why are you here? You have no loyalty to me. You barely know me, at least outside the context of this. My own ex-boyfriend up and left faster than you could say milk toast, and yet you're still here, battered and broken, worse for wear. Why haven't you left?
Because I don't want to.
Don't lie to me.
Who says I'm lying?
Tell me the truth.
Because I can't. Fuck.
Because you can't leave Judith. Oh, it's okay. You can be honest here. I'm here to listen. Let's get closer. Don't get up. Take a breather. So you're not here for me. You're here for her. That is so, so sweet.
Sure.
You're staying because you're worried she's going to die trying to help me, and you can't handle that. The pain, the guilt, ugh. You are a fucking glutton for punishment. You two have gotten pretty close. It's hard for me to see all the things I missed out on. Actually, you know what?
What?
I'm not going to let you come between us.
You're probably going to want to make sure your tetanus booster is up to date.
I'll make note.
What? You don't want to play anymore? Come on, it's just a puncture wound. You can't be going into shock yet.
Just watch me. No. Okay, no. No, do not start panicking. Do not start panicking.
If it'll help, feel free to have a little freak out. I'll wait.
What do you want?
Oh, I got what I wanted. I want to see you hurt. But you know that. This is just what makes me feel good. Oh, I'll take that back now, by the way. I think this will require some bleach to get the stains out. Thanks for that.
No problem.
I feel like you don't want me around.
Wow, what gave you that idea? Was it my discomfort with you embedding a nail in my flesh?
Don't be so bitchy. If you're gonna be like this, I think you should speak to someone else for a bit.
Hey, babe.
No. No, don't you come any closer.
Relax. I'm not here to kill you. At least, I don't think so.
Well, if you aren't bringing me a tetanus booster, then fuck off.
Here, shove over. How's it going?
Oh, you know, same old.
Very funny. Ooh, that's a nasty gash.
I'll take your word for it.
Want me to kiss it better?
No, thank you.
Come here. Ooh. That is a lot of blood. A lovely vintage.
That's incredibly unhygienic. You know that, right?
So, how are you feeling about your doom? You know not all of you are going to survive this, right? Even if I'm not here to gut you right this minute, there's no way you're making it out of this. You guys are fucked.
You don't know that.
I'm going to gut you.
You're not invincible.
Yeah, but I have the power of Moloch behind me, and you're, what, three people with access to academic papers?
Joke's on you, my JSTOR access was revoked years ago.
What do you want?
Mostly, to not be bleeding from a puncture wound in a room with no door, with you sitting next to me.
That's a lot to ask.
Is it, though?
Come on, you said it yourself. I'm not real. You can say whatever you want to me. Now tell me, what's going on in that noodle of yours?
What's with this room?
I wanted to talk to you. I want to see how you work on your own. The three of you are always so together. What are you like when you're left to your own devices?
What are you and what are you doing here?
I'm here. I'm one with the earth. I see and feel everything. I'm the one that lives in both the seen and unseen worlds. less cryptic, please? I'm whoever you think I'll be. I'm just here to help you work through some things. I just want to hang. It's been so busy lately. Sacrifices take a lot out of you.
Oh, very cool. Let me out of here and I'll go pick you up a latte.
Very funny, but no. I've given up caffeine.
Get the fuck away from me.
Would you rather a friend be here?
Sure. Why not?
Hang on. I've got a surprise. I know this has been on your mind.
What? Owen? Owen, oh God, please, no. No, this is not real. This is fake. This is the house. None of this is real. Just stop.
Jude, what's going on?
I wish I knew.
It was dark, and then, I don't know. It was just so many hands tearing at me.
Oh, and you're shredded.
Jude, please. I don't want to die.
Okay, let's... What the...
It's too late.
No, I just...
It's too late.
Owen!
That's the best you can do? You barely even tried to help. You're losing your touch, Judith.
You don't care about me. You just want to make sure your little bestie survives.
Claire, it doesn't matter how well I know you. I'd still want you to make it out of this, okay?
That's very sweet of you. Really. But what if Judith died tomorrow? Would you stick around?
I would see this through.
So noble. What a champ. I don't believe you.
We're in this together.
Sure. But I don't feel that way. I feel alone. And you notice that. You notice that I seem a bit off and weird and cold. But instead of doing anything about it, you just hunker down and awkwardly putter around. You don't even look at me sometimes. When we're talking, it's like your eyes can't handle it. You're selfish. A liar and selfish. And once this is done, what then? Just going to take off?
What happens after this doesn't matter. All that matters right now is figuring out how to fight back and survive.
What if Judith died right now?
What?
You heard me. What would you do then?
Claire.
No. No. Let's find out. If you come after me, I'll slit your throat before you can even call her name.
What the fuck, Claire?
Hey!
Jesus Christ! How the...
I found her! Hey.
Don't even...
You come one step closer, and I will do something unforgivable. Judith, I'm sorry. I just feel like you've been a little standoffish with me lately.
No, I don't think I've been.
It just doesn't feel like you trust me.
I don't know if I do.
Claire!
Guess you were right, huh? Stay back.
Jude, babe, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why would you do this?
You were always going to die. And the one person who thought they could help you did nothing.
No.
You just stood there and let this happen. How could you be so weak?
Oh. Ah, you bitch!
Don't focus on me. Focus on the problem at hand, buddy boy.
Why didn't you stop her?
Jude, I...
You're afraid.
I am.
You won't be able to do what needs to be done.
I don't...
Is this how you think it's gonna end?
No, I don't know.
You're just gonna let me die.
No, but you're not Judith.
But it still pains you to see this.
Yeah.
It hurts, Owen.
I know.
Do you think we'll be okay?
I don't know.
Do you ever want to run?
All the time.
Do you trust me?
Yeah.
That's good. But are you sure you can?
What is this? You want to give me a clue? You want to drop the ceiling down on my head? No? This is a new one, huh? New walls, keeping us in. I hope that hurt. Yeah, bitch all you want. Where are they? Judith? Owen? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Shit.
Claire?
Oh, Jesus. Jude.
Yeah, I just found my way in here. What's going on?
Oh my god, I think the house is messing with us. I think it's having a little fun.
Oh, great. Very cool.
Is Owen with you?
Oh, no. I guess he's somewhere in the basement.
Do you want to go get him?
That's fine. He'll be fine. He's a big boy.
Right.
Besides, he needs to toughen up. Deal with things on his own for once.
Okay. Here we go.
What? You want to keep making sure he's okay? He's only dead weight. Just one more set of legs to break.
So, you're obviously not Judith.
I'm not allowed to come to my senses. I have been hauling his ass around this whole time as I work endlessly to save your hide, and this is how you thank me?
If you're gonna act like this, then yeah.
Oh, okay, cool, great. The great Claire Sturbeck, queen of her domain, ruler of the House of the Walls That Watch.
And listen, but clearly not hard enough.
What did you say?
I rest my case.
I have sacrificed everything for you.
I'd appreciate that more if you were actually Judith.
I cannot believe you'd act like this. To me, the one person who's nearly died trying to pull you from your bodily prison. Do you really want to do this?
Bring it.
This is it, huh? You don't even want to try. You just want to throw me away once you've used me up for all I'm worth.
Just stop this.
I loved you, Claire. I would have done anything for you.
I know.
You never came back. I lost you the day you walked into this house. And you'll never come back. And that's the hardest part, knowing that my only option is to live with the knowledge that no matter how much I tried, I still failed, because I was always doomed to fail. The Claire I loved is gone, and she's been gone a long time now, and I can't handle that.
Stop.
I'm so sorry, Claire. I tried. I really did.
Please.
I hate you for what you've done to my life. Well, I know you're not real.
Jude, of course I'm real. See? Real as mud.
Is this a blood loss-induced hallucination, or is this something to do with the house?
You're finally learning. Maybe all the books are helping. Who knows? Sorry, I'll watch out for your arm. May I?
I don't know.
Ooh, it's pretty deep. This looks bad, Jude.
Everything looks bad right now. I just want to leave.
Being trapped is scary. I would know.
Tell me what's going on.
We're trying to save the world. Save each other. Fun stuff. Isn't it fun having Claire back? Seriously, I really think you should be enjoying this more. Live in the moment, because you never know when it'll end. Actually, you know what? You know when it'll end. The second we come face to face with Lydia, this is all over. You know not everyone is making it out alive. You can't handle that. You're going to fight tooth and nail to do whatever you can to make sure we all walk away from this, but it's useless. You are fucking useless, you stupid fucking idiot. You fucked up, you piece of shit.
Stop!
Okay? All you had to do was ask.
Are you enjoying this?
Just as much as you are. It hurts me to see you like this, but you really like to kick your own ass, don't you?
Can I go?
You could always leave. Adam did.
Good for him.
He got out. He got to run away and leave you with everything, including taking care of Claire. You wish you could escape. I see it in your eyes every time something freaky or weird happens. You wish you could just run.
So what if I wish I could be literally anywhere else but here? How is that surprising?
You could just go. Throw a bag in the back of a van and drive away and never look back. You could abandon us.
I would never.
Admit it. Admit that you want to leave and just ignore the guilt, that the only thing that matters is you.
No.
Yes.
Fine. Fine. I want to run away, okay? I want to grab you and Claire and jump in a car and never look back, but I never would because that's not an option. I'm tired and I'm sick of this and I don't need you to make me feel worse, okay?
Jude, chill, please. I'm hurting just as much as you are.
I am the one with the puncture wound.
Well, I mean, you did watch me bleed out. Was that fun for you?
Not in the slightest.
That blood is on you, Judith.
Oh, God, where is that? Whose blood is that?
It's the blood that will be on your hands when you fail.
Stop.
There's just so much.
Oh, God, what the fuck?
You look like Carrie.
Stop.
You know this is futile. Just give up.
No.
Do it.
No.
You absolute fucking idiot. I swear to God.
Fuck you.
I hate you.
No, you don't.
You're worried that one day I will, though.
Yep.
That I won't forgive you for this.
Yep.
That even if we make it out, you'll still be alone.
Shut up.
You kind of hope everyone dies, because then you'll have an excuse for your loneliness. You won't have to heal in silence. You can just tell everyone you're struggling with the very real loss of your friends. Boo-hoo, poor Judith, all alone after a tragic accident. Bullshit. Even if that happens, you'll still be eaten alive by the guilt until you're nothing more than a husk. You will be empty and broken, and no one will understand what you went through. You're going to rot.
Stop it! Just shut up! Just go away! Hello? Hello? What are you? Just your bestie. Want to hang out? Want to get a glass of wine? Do you want to get drunk and sob on my shoulder? I am wet with your tears.
Where is Judith?
She is where she needs to be, finally safe from you.
I want these walls gone. This is my house.
You do not get to tell me who controls this space. I am the power that lives within these walls.
You're like renting.
If you are the power in the walls of this house, then do it. Destroy me right now. Burn this place to the ground with us and do it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Claire, honey, chill. Hold your horses. Come here. Give me a hug.
No.
Claire.
No!
You're afraid of me. That's so cute. I love it. But do you honestly think I'm the scariest thing here?
What does that mean?
I am the one, and I am the walls that protect you and the walls that watch. I am the eyes in the knots in the wood. I am the blood that set these gears in motion. I am the fear that lives in your heart.
And that is what you fear the most.
No.
Hello, darling. Miss me?
No. No. No, I don't want this. I don't want to do this.
Do what? Oh, you poor thing. The last little while must have been so hard for you, being left all alone in your skin like that.
Stop.
It's cold and dark and scary in that little head of yours without me, isn't it? Oh, I brought you such warmth, filled you with fire.
You are not real. You are gone.
Oh, how lovely! Oh, you're using the proper grounding techniques. I'm so proud of you. See? I knew I was a good influence.
Good influence? You destroyed my life!
I taught you how to serve a cause greater than yourself.
A demonic cause!
Irrelevant.
I made you strong. I made you a leader. I made you someone worth following. Someone worth wanting. Someone worth loving.
What's that supposed to mean?
Have you ever been loved before, Claire?
What, are you looking for sex tips? Try Google, you fucking creep.
Okay. Has anyone besides me ever really seen you? All of you? The good and the bad and the very, very bad.
I refuse to be lectured on love by you.
Oh, baby girl. We were so good together. You know, no one else has ever loved you the way that I do. No one else has ever known you the way that I do. No one else could. Because no one else has ever been in your head like I have.
Are you expecting me to thank you for violating my mind and body?
Claire, your family, your selected family loved you. I love you. Come back to us.
I have my own family. I have my own friends and my own life.
What? Like Judith? Oh, I know you think she loves you for you, flaws and all, which is so cute. But I have to be honest. Her desperate attempts to save you? It's all obligation at this point. She's on autopilot. She cares about you because she enjoys how it makes her feel like a good person when she helps you through your crises du jour. She's always had more loyalty than sense, and you exploit that.
You don't know her. Don't try your character assassination bullshit on me.
I know her as well as you say you do. She loves like a dog, blindly and without caution. She could have chosen anyone to lavish that on, and she chose you. Lord knows why. Although, the difference is that someone else never would have stabbed her. Never would have psychologically tortured her. Never would have kidnapped her and attempted to bleed her and her new best friend dry.
It wasn't me.
But it was your fault. Really, it was just her bad luck to have met you way back when. If she hadn't, maybe she'd be somewhere safe now. She would have lost nothing by your absence. And don't get me started on how much better off poor, sweet Owen would be.
Enough! Tell me something I don't know, you fucking tiresome ass!
Watch that temper, it's unbecoming. Okay. Why don't we talk about Adam? He never really loved you for you either. By the end, you were basically his ward.
I wasn't a burden to anyone until you came into the picture.
Well, he was comfortable with you because you were easy, simple-minded. You let him call the shots out of, what was that? Laziness? Uselessness? He decided where you lived. He decided what you should eat for breakfast. All because you were too pitiful to come up with your own opinions. You made such a pretty little doormat. Even at the end of that relationship, instead of being active and standing up for yourself, you just fled into the night. You know you've never been strong. You couldn't do anything right. Still can't.
I was hurting and scared and didn't know what I wanted. What's your fucking point?
You know, he thought about leaving a few times, but then he thought, no. No, poor little Claire could never make it on her own. And he was right. You couldn't make it on your own. Sweetie, you were flailing before you found me. You need someone to guide you. It's just who you are. You always need someone. And that's what makes you a perfect vessel. I love that about you. I mean, no one else does. Judith actually looks down on you for that. Thinks it makes you pretty pathetic. And I mean, it does. It does. But it also makes you a beautiful instrument. Imagine the melodies we could play.
It's not true. You took my life from me. I made choices. Maybe they haven't always been good ones, but they were mine. And you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't I? I've seen everything. I've seen your insecurities, your dreams, your flaws, everything. And I know better than anyone just how empty you are. You know, you really should be more grateful. I'm the only one who could ever want you. Who could ever fill up that void inside of you with purpose. Your own mother didn't even want you from the minute you were born. But I do. I still want you, Claire. Be me again. Open yourself up and I'll give you everything. I'll give you power, courage, the ability to make people love you. I'll give you the ability to fix this. You'll have everything you've ever wanted. Because I'm the better version of you. No. I will not let you hurt anyone ever again. I am not yours to play with. You disappoint me. Let me give you one more thing to think about before I go. Everyone is going to die because of you. Everyone who's ever had the misfortune of getting too close to you is going to die. They're going to die because of you and the choices that led you here. Every single one of them, a mistake. Get the fuck away from me. I gave you a chance, little one. Enjoy your solitude. It's the only thing you have left to look forward to.
Why are you here, Owen?
Don't ask me this, not again.
Is Claire asking? I'm sure she's just digging. She's nosy like that. Why are you here?
Because there are new walls.
No, silly. Why stick around? You already wanted to quit once.
I didn't want to leave you to handle this alone.
So sweet. Do you ever worry now that Claire is back that I'm just gonna toss you aside? You do, don't you? Oh, sweetie. You don't have to worry about that. I'd abandon you long before then.
Thanks.
Did you honestly think you'd have any importance in my life once she returned?
I guess I did.
Stupid. Real stupid. And selfish. Did she call you that? She's always been so observant. I love that about her. I've been through so much. Who are you to ask anything more from me? What kind of attention do you think you deserve? Do you want me to take care of your wounds?
Don't touch me.
See? Why would I stick around if I'm going to get this hostility? Claire needs me, though. You don't. You're a strong, independent boy who doesn't need me propping you up anymore. Plus, I'm tired. I'm done carrying you out of the fire because you are a burden.
Fuck off.
Don't talk to me like that, you little shit. I have suffered enough.
Haven't we all?
See? You're just worried about yourself. And me? You'd probably just abandon me anyways. Just like an old toy. Judith's sad and boring. I want friends who are so much cooler.
Do you listen to yourself when you speak?
Why have you stayed? Are you some sort of fucking masochist? You just keep nodding along and letting them bleed you dry. Have you ever looked inside yourself to see what you want? You haven't, have you? You just let people run roughshod all over you, huh? And take and take and take. It's spineless. It's so spineless.
You're not Jude. She would never say this shit.
Maybe I think it. You don't know that.
I do.
Ugh, so devoted. But it'll only be your downfall. Oh, can I use your phone? Mind if I check my lipstick? Front-facing cameras. Gotta love them.
Sorry, I had to crank the brightness. How do I look?
Holy fuck! What the fuck are you?
I am the walls around you. I am the floor under your feet. I am the sheets wrapped around your skin in the night. I am everything and nothing. And I wanted to see who dares live within these bricks held together with blood. Who stays here in the bone dust that lines the floors. Who sleeps under watching eyes. The fear that lives within you pours into me. And it builds and builds and I feel it. It lives within and becomes a part of me.
Fuck, get away!
Why are you here? Why is this happening? Why must everything hurt? Why do I burn and why do you not? Owen, please. Please help me.
You're not Jude.
It's me, I swear. It's me. Please, it hurts so much.
Your first mistake was trusting me. The only way out is to admit your fear.
Is this what you wanted? I'm finally alone. I can lie here in the blood that's mine and everyone else's and suffer while you rub my enemies and my fears in my face, you stupid asshole house. Should never have come back here.
Yeah, probably should have stayed away.
Oh, good. One last twist, huh?
You need to accept the hurt.
What, the pain in my arm? Yes, I know it's there. Thank you.
Not just that pain, silly. The pain of watching your friends struggle alongside you. Of knowing you might never see your family again. And also your arm. Just admit that it hurts.
Tell me how much it hurts.
No. Feels great. Never felt better. See? Full range of motion.
You'll always be trapped if you can't admit to yourself the problems that are right in front of you. You'll always be trapped behind those walls, trying to push your way out.
Is this whole thing some sort of fucking metaphor? You know what? The second we finish dealing with Lydia, I am burning this place to the ground myself.
You'd get more satisfaction selling it. Anyway, you want to go upstairs?
Yes, but not with you. You are nothing more than shadows.
That's fine. But like I said, you have to admit what you feel.
Fine. Everything sucks.
That's not enough. You should never have come here, Judith.
What are you talking about?
Nothing that enters can stay. Nothing stays the same. Eventually, the only way out of this hell you put yourself in is acknowledging the pain.
You know that nothing that enters here stays the same.
Clearly.
Admit your fear.
Okay, fuck. I am afraid.
Of me? Or of what's to come?
Everything just is all too much. Get off of me.
I mean, all you had to do was ask.
Is that it? Have you had your fun? Have you seen what you need to see? Everything that comes through these doors becomes tainted. Everything that stays becomes stained. No one leaves without the blood of this house on their hands. But I am not going to let you best me. And if that means accepting what I have become and what I have to do, so be it. I will not be kept down here. My blood blinds these walls, and I will not be trapped by them. Enough!
Oh, hey guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jude.
Are you real?
I think so.
Well, I'm really glad to see you. Did you see me?
Yes.
Was I terrible?
Yes. Did I do that?
No, but you were horrible, or whatever it was. What was this?
This was the house's doing. I think it wanted to test some boundaries. Have some fun.
Well, it could have done it less violently. I do find it incredibly unfair that we can apparently be injured by projections created by the house.
It doesn't care about us. It only cares about itself. Whatever I did or said, I'm sorry.
Same. I feel like I've been digested.
It was chewing on us. Nothing in here stays the same. Nothing leaves unscathed.
Yeah, so I've heard. Well, I hope it had fun, because I certainly didn't. Who'd you see?
What?
Who did you guys see? I saw Lydia, Tabitha, Claire, and Owen.
Did I die?
Horribly. For a bit, at least.
Yeah, so did you.
Claire?
Oh, I was alone.
What, actually?
Yeah.
You know you can tell us what happened, right?
And I would if I had anything new to tell you, but I actually think I needed to spend some time alone with my thoughts. But let's go clean you up.
This may be a little soon, but You look like Carrie.
Don't even start.
Parkdale Haunt is an original podcast created and written by Alex Nursall and Emily Kellogg. Directed and produced by Alex Nursall. Engineering and sound design by Ian Bodie. Theme music by Phil Wright. Recorded at Pirate Toronto. Distributed by the Rogers Frequency Podcast Network. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Parkdale Haunt. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/ParkdaleHaunt. Get merch at tpublic.com/user/ParkdaleHaunt. Link, transcripts, and more are available at ParkdaleHaunt.com. Featuring the voices of Alex Nursall, Emily Kellogg, Ian Bodie, Amy Bowman, and Jocelyn Dotta.